Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Well, hey, friends, I'm your host, Leanine Heiss, and today's special guest is Moms in Prayer's Director of Europe, Catherine Larson. What you're about to hear sent shivers up my arms as I realized the change that occurs within a woman as she cries out to God. We are warriors. In just over a month, Catherine and the other global directors and many country coordinators will be with us at Awaken Hope in Southern California. This event will sell out, but currently there are still a few spots available. If you have considered joining us in Carlsbad, California, October 11th and 12th, today is a day to make the move and jump on the Moms in Prayer website to register. You do not want to miss the global celebration of Moms in Prayer's 35th anniversary. Moms in Prayer founder Fern Nichols, our president Sally Burke, and global ministry director Kathy Armitage will all be there, and I'll be there too, so be sure to say hi. Bless Our School Sunday is next week, so take some pictures and post them to Facebook or Instagram and tag us, hashtag Moms in Prayer and hashtag Bless Our School Sunday. I can't wait to see those pictures. Friends, the voice you are about to hear is Moms in Prayer Director of Europe, Catherine Larson, and we're jumping right in. How did you meet Moms in Prayer, and how did you begin praying for your children?
I so well remember this moment when our oldest daughter went the first day to kindergarten. My husband and myself, we went with her, we walked with her, and then we walked back. And on the way back, my husband and myself, we really prayed for our precious girl. And then my husband went to the work, and I stay at home with the smaller children. And in that moment, I felt such a burden to pray for her. Not just a quick prayer, but really a powerful prayer, because I realized now is the time she will not be anymore just at home. She will be in another area with many influences. And so I had the sock to ask a mother in the neighborhood, and our girls went in the same kindergarten, if she is ready to pray with me every week for our children. And she said immediately, yes, I will pray. And so we started to pray. We didn't know about Moms in Prayer, but after 3 years, I went one day to our prayer group, and other mothers enjoyed the group. And I came to the group and I said, women, you know, I just felt that the Lord wants to call many mothers in Switzerland that we pray for the children and the schools. So therefore, I think we had to separate us. Each one has to go back in his own little village to start a prayer group. And then two of the group, they said to me, the Lord showed me exactly the same. So we were so excited. And I was thinking, what for a name we shall give to these prayer groups? And I went then to my church. And there in the church was only one leaflet from Moms in Prayer. And I just took it, opened it, and I think, I couldn't believe it. They do exactly what the Lord told us to do. You know, mother come together to pray for the children and schools. And I was thinking, this is crazy, you know. So I know this group shall name Moms in Prayer. And so I get in contact with the first contact person from Switzerland. And since that moment, we are a part of Moms in Prayer.
I love that. That's how I met Marley, too. I knew I was supposed to begin praying for my kids' schools, but I didn't really know how to make the format work. And when we met, Marley said, I'm a part of an organization called Moms in Prayer. And I just started crying right away because God had already done that work.
Wow, amazing. Wow.
So amazing. Catherine, what do you love most about Moms in Prayer?
I love most the personal relationship with Jesus and with one another through the Word of God. It's very powerful.
What is it about praying God's Word that empowers women?
It's absolutely amazing, because I mean, as a Christian, you read the Bible, you know the Bible, but honestly, to say I never met a ministry that pray the Bible. So in Moms in Prayer, you pray the Bible. So that is even more powerful than every Bible study. And every, I mean, Bible study is perfect. But if you have only a small time as a mother, you probably don't have time, you know, to spend so much time to study the Bible. So in a Moms in Prayer group, you do everything because you pray the Word of God. So it's the best.
Catherine, we heard how you became a group leader and how you met Moms in Prayer. But what is your path to leadership? How did that happen?
Henriksen was at that time contact person in Switzerland for Moms in Prayer. And I called her. I was so excited. And then we get to know one another. And then she shared that she wanted to have a team. And I know that then she called me, Catherine, could you come in the team? And then I said, you know what? No, I have three children, little children, and I have a lot to do in the church. And I will be here for you, but I will not come in your team because I don't have the time. And I so well remember after that phone, I went up with my dog to walk. And I think, oh, that was good that I said no. And then suddenly, when I was walking, you know, I said, it was like, hello, Catherine, this is God. And I said, God, what's going on? And I felt that he said, I don't want that you say no. And I say, what? But I have three children, just started a ministry in my church. It's too much. But I felt the Lord says, but I want that you go in that team because you will see I will bless you so much that you can do the other ministry too. And then I go back to Frenia and I said, okay, I want to be a part. And it was quite hard because all my feelings said, no, I don't want. But then I started to work in her team. It was in 1997 as a prayer coordinator. I did all the prayer requests for Switzerland. And then I started. And then when Vreni became country coordinator. And after, I think it was 10 years, she went back to the U.S. And then they prayed for a country coordinator, and I had no idea. I just prayed, but I didn't hear who this person will be. Then we had the meeting, and then it was clear. They said all, Catherine, it's you. And I said, okay. And so I prayed, and I really felt the Lord says, I'm already country coordinator, but if you want, you can come to my side. And then I said, yes.
We hear about Europe losing its heritage of faith and becoming a cooler religious or Christian climate, at least. Is that what you would report to us in America as the state of affairs in Europe, or are you beginning to see something different?
Yes, you are right. Europe is really, the Christian roots are lost in some countries, and it's quite a battle that we experience. But it's very interesting, especially in the last couple of months, and I would say probably 1 or 2 years, we recognize that Europe is coming back to the first love. It's like, I would say in the last month, you can see that the darkness is growing, but also the light is growing. And in the moment, we as mothers, we feel very strongly that God is calling an army of mothers. They stand up in authority like never before. So we see us in a way like a lion, like little lions together with the Lion of Judah. And I have, when I'm shared that, I have goosebumps because I really see that God is bringing out of a little, I mean, look at me, I'm most fearful mother, but he brought out of me a dangerous warrior for the kingdom of God, for my children, through the Holy Spirit. So I see that God is raising up a mighty army of mothers, and that makes me so happy.
I was at a student conference where they're training people in England and sending out youth ministers throughout Europe. Before I left, I felt like the Lord told me that I needed to ask for permission to pray over those students and ask God for revival in their countries.
Super.
I mean, we were all standing up, and I prayed that God would bring sweeping revival. With all my heart, I believe that God would do that. God is on the move in Europe. And I just sense that in every way. He is doing a new thing. So.
Oh, yes, he do. Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you. You know, Lee, I can just start to cry because I know your little heart that cries out for revival for Europe, God is touched by it. And I'm sure I know you are only one little heart, but I believe he sees your little heart and he will answer it. And we experience how he answers it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lee.
We war in prayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're called to do. This is not passive.
Yes.
Praying.
No.
This is offensive, and it requires from our very core that we're asking for him to do something, and it's very physical sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think really in these days, you know, it's history, Lee. It is history. It's like, it's a very special time. I don't know what will come, but I see it is very important. So I totally understand what you mean. And it's an honor. It's an honor that we can be. And this, it just come to my mind on Monday, on the fasting day, where I had the map on the ground, you know, from Europe. And I was busy with praying, you know, and with fasting and praying. And suddenly when I walk across the map, I felt like the Lord whisper in my heart, thank you, honey, that you take time for my heart, for my request, not just focus on yourself, on your little world. I'm so appreciate that you stand in for my heart. And I said, Lord, it's normal, of course, but it was, you know, he was pleased about our little prayers. He sees it and he is touched about that we take time for him. So he is such an amazing God.
And so personal, so personal that we get to hear back and have an understanding of his heart and his ways and his care, not just for us, but for our children. Catherine, do you have anything else that you want to tell me?
Yes, I want to say thank you so much to you, U.S. sisters, because I am really impressed how you, Fern, you know, she started to pray. She realized that she need to start to pray for her children. But then more women come to Fern, and you started to pray for America. But then you did not stop. You started to pray for Europe, for Asia, and for the whole world. And I have to tell you, I'm so touched about your love and that you did not forget us. And I remember when I was the first time in the US on a conference, I think it was 1999 in Ridgecrest. And I was a little Swiss mom, you know, and I go to that Ridgecrest and there was an American lady and she just said, you know what? Once I was in a college in Switzerland, and since that moment, I pray that mothers will stand up for this college to pray. And the thing was that exactly for this college, I get to know another woman. She started to pray. And I look at this lady, I never forgot. I looked at her and tears come to my eyes. And I think, how could you love us so much that you prayed for that single college, you know, in Europe, that mothers will start to pray. And this is just, I want to tell you that thank you, thank you, thank you for all your prayers as American Moms in Prayer women, that you did not forget us and that we get waken up to stand up with this movement.
It's my honor to accept that and tell you we love you so much. And we join with you that God would pour out his blessing and his spirit and fulfill the plan that he has for Europe.
Lee, I just had to tell you this. I truly believe because you prayed the Lord has listened, and he has raised up a mighty army of praying mothers, and we are just to come. You know, I feel it. We are just to come. And I believe these prayers from these little moms, they will change the culture and the history from Europe. And the evil one, he will not reign over us, because the Lord has anointed us to pray, and to he will listen to our prayers. So you see that that has such an amazing impact on our continent and Israel.
Will you pray for us real quick?
Yes, I will. Oh, wow. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much that Lee and me, we can just come into the Holy of Holiness. Here we are, your daughters, your princesses, and we know when we whisper, when we speak to you, you listen to us. The great, amazing God, he is taking care what we say. And Lord, we whisper in your ear, would you please bring revival to Europe and Israel?
Yes.
Would you please come down, Jesus? Would you please go after our children, our grandchildren, and the children after them? Would you kiss them and would you hug them? Would you please show them who you are? Would you please let us be your servants, that we pray and that we see your promises fulfilled in the time we are, that we see it in the reality, that we see your reality from your word in our reality in Europe. Would you please listen to us, Lord? And Lord, would you please call thousands of mothers and grandmothers? They stand up with us to pray for the children and the schools, Lord.
Yes.
Please do it. Please open up the doors and please call leadership. Women, they are called by you. They take responsibility as contact person, as area coordinators, as regional coordinators, as country coordinators and regional directors. Please, God, that an amazing army of praying mothers is connected from the north to the south and from the west to the east and to Israel. And would you please let our love grow with one another to you, and that we are strong. Please, Father, do it in the name of Jesus. Yeshua, please, God.
Father, I agree. We need you. Our children need you. Europe needs you. And Lord, we look and we see that there is darkness, but we believe that you are much stronger than the darkness. Yes. Lord, the light in us, Jesus, is greater than the darkness. Lord, I pray for the women in Europe that feel afraid and small as they take survey of the darkness, and they are afraid to let their children out and the influences that surround their children. I pray that the strength of the Holy Spirit would rise up, that they would lean on you as their father, and that they would find their feet in their fear, like Catherine has said, and that they would cry out to you, Lord, because you are stronger. I pray that you would give them a vision, Lord, of your strength and your heart, your desire for the nations. Lord, we pray that a great army would rise up out of Europe, that hearts would be turned toward the Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray against the enemy, anything that would set itself up against the word of God, against the knowledge of God, we pray that you would tear down strongholds in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for protection over the schools of Europe, that you, our great shield and protector and defender, would stand guard for those children. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the women that are in place already. I pray that their numbers would grow and swell until every school in Europe is covered in prayer, Lord. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Man, oh man, do I love this ministry. For Nichols says, intercessors change history. Today, will you kneel with us and pray for a sweeping revival across Europe? A revival that changes lives, homes, schools, and nations. Stop for a minute with me and think about who in your world needs the message you just heard. Drop a text, send her a link, and imagine the impact one more little mom can make. Hey, three quick steps as we wrap up. One, jump on the website and join a Moms in Prayer group if you aren't in a group. Don't delay any longer. Join us in fighting for the next generation in prayer. Two, rate us. Jump on the podcast app and leave us a comment or review. It helps spread the message of Moms in Prayer in so many ways. And three, give. It's easy to give to the life-changing ministry of Moms in Prayer, and we promise to be good stewards of it. You can go on the website or text the word steward to 41444. That's the word steward to 41444. Moms are making the difference. Little moms rising up. Moms just like you. See you next week.